music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Happy New Year and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus community radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name's Robin, and I am your host for today's show. I certainly hope that you enjoyed a gentle and festive enough holiday season, and that perhaps you didn't get snowed in too badly. I was able to travel and be with my family, which was lovely, other than trying to get in and out of the airport with flight delays and cancellations. I feel for you if you were in that same boat. And here we are in 2022 with the hopes of a brighter year than the ones in the past have been. On today's show, we'll be hearing an interview with SFU master's student who is studying in the gender, sexuality, and women's studies department. Megan Babetsis has a project that is correlative to SAM, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and that happens here on campus every January and is an initiative of the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office. And we're going to come back and hear a little bit, well, hear from me anyways, on what that campaign is all about right after this song, which is from Lauren Flax. This is Body Control here on Intravenous. Thank you. And you're listening to Intravenous here on CGSF 90.1 FM. As I mentioned in the introduction of the show, January is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And here at SFU, the theme for SAM is cultivating a community of care. And the Sexual Violence Education and Prevention Office here on campus says that their goal is to create a community of care in which people who have experienced sexual violence feel supported and respected in their unique journeys, that people are empowered to identify and challenge assumptions, comments, and behaviors, both in themselves and others, that normalize sexual violence, and that people have the skills to offer compassionate support to those who have experienced sexual violence, and that people hold themselves accountable and help one another to be accountable when they have caused harm. They recognize that it requires vulnerability, courage, and commitment to challenge and change the entrenched attitudes, assumptions, and systems that we sometimes hold a little too dearly in society, and that SAM 2022 is an invitation to SFU and FIC students, faculty, and staff to cultivate a culture of mutual respect and care which extends out into our wider communities. On their website as well, they give an example or cite what a community of care looks like and some of the traits that we can hold. And they are a commitment to supporting each other, maintaining connection and engagement with those in a circle with us, trusting in the wisdom of those that are present by listening and receiving, sharing with good intentions of the heart, leaving behind anything heavy that is not needed, sharing with humility and compassion, and taking responsibility for the collective circle, being present and holding space for what emerges, holding one another accountable, and for the purpose of restoration and healing. And those were developed in consort with Senequilla Weiss and Heather Lamoureux of the Vines Art Festival, and honoring the Squamish practices that they take into consideration when in circle. So those are a couple of things about Sam, and I'll post a link to this page also, where you can find out more information about how the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office is collaborating and what else is going on for Sam. They usually have some events and activities, although there's nothing posted yet. So you can check back and see there. We're going to hear another song. And this comes from a playlist that was put together by the SBSPO and is a playlist with songs about consent. This artist is Ravina, and the track is called Bloom.
Fix I'm deserving of a room. Wrap myself in music and sun.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Let's get digital.
Stay involved online this semester with CJSF, SFU's independent campus community radio station. From writing album reviews to producing video and audio, there are many ways you can volunteer remotely for CJSF.
Be the media.
I'm wondering how to start volunteering for CJSF.
Simply sign up online and go to cjsf.ca/signup or contact our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That is vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. For more information on how to become a CJSF volunteer, as well as the latest on new volunteer orientations and volunteer opportunities at CJSF.
CJSF 90.1.
It's diverse, independent, and yours.
You're listening to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus community radio from Burnaby Mountain, where I am not this morning because it is much too snowy and the Students Association is taking some precautions as well as the university to keep us all safe with this new Omicron virus. But as I mentioned in the introduction, I am joined on Zoom by Megan Bobetsis, who is a student on campus and has got a project that we are here to talk about today. So welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Before we get into the project itself, you are a master's student in the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies department. What was your impetus to study and do a master's degree in Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies?
Yeah. Well, I did my undergrad at SFU as well a few years ago, and I minored in GSWS. So I think I was kind of, even back then, very kind of in love with the subject matter and the topics that GSWS focused on. It really spoke to me, and I had never learned about anything like that in high school. So it really opened up kind of like a new area for me. And after I did my undergrad, I worked for a few years at a research center, the Center for Gender and Sexual Health Equity. And so that kind of, my position there introduced me to the research world from an operations perspective. And that kind of just fed more into my interest in wanting to go to grad school and to do my own research and projects, such as the one that we're going to talk about today.
Which is my next question. And maybe we're jumping the gun a little bit, but sometimes when you become a master's student, you know, your your framework of what you want to research and what you end up researching doesn't always line up exactly. So what were you hoping to sort of research, and is that actually in line with the direction that you're heading?
Yeah, you know, I came into the program and I am in the course-based option of the GSWS master's, so I'm not doing a thesis. It's more project-based and course-based. So I came into it with not really knowing what I was getting myself into, really what to expect. But I actually think that's a good thing, because it's allowed me to kind of be open to different opportunities and to actually, you know, pursuing and focusing on the things that really speak to me. So my research interests lie in sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and kind of the BC criminal justice system. And that's why, you know, Sexual Assault Awareness Month and that SVSPO, their work really speaks to me. And so I have been on the advisory committee for SAM since the summer. And I think the work that I've been doing with SAM has been some of the most impactful work that I've done so far in my program, actually.
Let's just visit what SAM is for members of our audience who might not have a clue.
Yeah, of course. So SAM stands for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's something that SFU hosts every January. And it's led by the SVSPO, and its kind of main purpose is to raise awareness about sexual violence, education, and prevention throughout the month of January in different ways. So these are different events, workshops, online campaigns, et cetera, just different ways of opening up this conversation in the SFU community, staff, faculty, students. Getting people to engage with education about sexual violence and prevention in different ways.
I know that I didn't write this down in the list of questions that I sent you before the interview, but maybe you can just talk a little bit about why it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, sexual violence is something that I think touches a lot of people. Many of us know someone who has experienced sexual assault, or maybe we have ourselves. I think it's something that impacts a lot of people's lives, but is not widely talked about. And, you know, I think initiatives like SAM are important because it raises awareness and it allows those conversations to happen, and it allows connections between people in the community or survivors that can be really important and can be really beneficial when you're experiencing something that can be isolating.
I also remember, I think, speaking with Belinda, who was the coordinator last mm-hmm. year. I'm not sure if she's still with the SBO mm-hmm. office or not. Yeah. But, you know, she was very clear in reiterating how on campus, we are just a microcosm of the greater society, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, you know, what happens on our campuses is happening out there in the world, and what's happening there out in the world is happening here on our campuses.
Absolutely.
And yeah. And there's not a lot of differentiation between those things. And so, mm-hmm. You know, we see that the culture of sexualized violence is very much present everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even like, as students, you know, or people doing their undergrad, who are young, this type of, education that we can bring about is really important, because people will take this on into their lives, you know, into whatever sphere they go on to professionally or more schooling. And I think it's really important in that way, if we can create like a safe and understanding and educational environment at SFU, like you say, that will spread wider.
So tell us about your project.
Yeah, for sure. So my project is an online webpage, and we are asking two questions. One, of survivors of sexual violence, we are asking, what does healing and or justice look like to you? And our second question is posed to the broader community, and that is, how do you or how would you support survivors? And so we're accepting submissions. It's all completely anonymous, of course. So you can submit a submission on the webpage. This could be like a couple of words or a paragraph or a poem or something visual. It's very open to interpretation. And later in the month or after SAM, I'll be posting all of the submissions on the webpage as well for people to see. And the hope of the project is to create a space where we can hear from survivors what healing and justice looks like to them in their own words, you know, like what is important, and also hear from the community, how are we already supporting survivors? What do we say in support of survivors? And ultimately, I hope that the responses we get will help guide community and community organizations to continue to better support survivors as we hear from them and what is important to them in their healing and seeking justice, if that's what they're doing. And I think the project leans into the overall theme of SAM this year, which is cultivating a community of care, just because experiencing sexual violence can be a very isolating thing. And I think this could be even further exacerbated by the pandemic that we're all living through right now. So I think creating these spaces and opening up, you know, even just something online that people can contribute to and see their voice being heard and see their opinion or their experience can be really important. And what I also want to highlight in this project is the variety of experiences that survivors do have. There is no one like survivor story. People, healing and justice means something different to everybody. And I think that's really important to recognize. And support also means something different to everybody. Every survivor may need support in a different way. And so my hope is that these questions highlight that and highlight the importance of support in different forms being available and being needed.
Yeah, such a complex coming together of a bunch of experiences and mm-hmm. and needs in this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you sort of touched on this a little bit, but mm-hmm. is there anything that you're really hoping to discover more about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my hope is that this project opens up even more conversation about what's important to survivors in their journey. And like I mentioned before, recognizing the different forms that this may take, and also recognizing the way that, the community is supporting survivors. I think it's important to recognize that too, that there are really good things being done and there are supports available. We can always, increase that. But like, I wanted this to have, a hopeful or a positive kind of vibe in the way that like we're recognizing the strength of survivors and their different journeys, and also recognizing what the community is doing to support survivors and how we can continue to do that.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's my hope.
yeah, really. In terms of your own ideals for healing and justice, are they quite set? And what are they? And as the information comes in on the website, do you see those changing a little bit and being influenced by some of what the other contributions are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, as I mentioned before, like I think healing and justice is a unique experience for all survivors. And even in the way that not everyone who has experienced sexual violence identifies with the term survivor. I'm recognizing that as well, that ideals will be different for everybody based on their own experience and where they're coming from. For me personally, my ideals for healing and justice is for sexual violence to take more of a priority and precedence in the criminal justice system. I think when there are cases of sexual violence, it should be handled with more sensitivity and urgency that I don't really think we see right now. And I also think more funding to the available community supports. I think that there are great supports available right now. It's just that the demand is higher than can be accommodated. So we see long wait lists for counseling or for support groups. And so I think it's really important for those avenues to be available to those people who want to seek that, if that's the form of support that they're looking for. I think we as a society should be able to have that available. I think that's what I would say. And to speak to what you asked about the submissions coming in so far, I think every submission I've received has been extremely powerful, and I feel, lucky, very grateful in a way that I get to see this, and it will be shared broadly with everybody afterwards. But I just think it's really special and amazing to see these perspectives and to see, you know, how, what is important to survivors and to the community, how people are coping, and kind of this resilience. And I think that people will identify with what others have said, although everybody has unique experiences and whatnot. I think there is a common theme of resilience and the want for support and
You spoke a little bit about you know, what other supports need to be in place in terms of, you know, how the criminal justice system should be responding and those kinds of things. But are there other supports that you either can identify or have been identified for you through the submission process of your project that are striking and that we can start thinking about maybe, or, you know, advocating a little bit more for, getting some grassroots action around?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, what I've seen so far is specifically like for us, if you as an institution to create a safer and more aware and understanding environment. And I think my work so far and like what I've learned about the SVSPO, like they are doing that work, and they have, you know, so many different initiatives that engage with different audiences in SFU. So they actually host workshops that departments can request to have these workshops put on for their staff or their students. And the workshops focus on things like bystander intervention strategies or how to respond to a disclosure, things like that, which are really relevant and really important. And so I think these types of workshops should be something mandatory for everybody at SFU, because like I mentioned before, sexual violence is something that most of us know somebody who has experienced that or have some type of, it has somehow touched our lives. And I think these workshops that raise awareness, this awareness can lead to support, and that support can lead to a safer environment, which is ultimately, I think, what the goal of all of this really is.
Creating safer spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the SVSPO, I always get those letters all mixed up in my brain. Are there other resources, either community or campus resources, that that you want to point listeners to, or that you can point listeners to if they need?
Really, I would say start with the SVSPO website. There's a wealth of knowledge there, and throughout January, they're going to be hosting a bunch of different events and online campaigns for SAM that I think are all going to be amazing and really educational and beneficial. And I would, of course, point people to the webpage for my project and encourage anybody to make a submission if they feel inclined to. I think the more submissions, the more impactful this project can be. And I'm really looking forward to that.
I will post the link as a hot link when the audio goes up for this show on our website. But if you want to give the sort of longitude and latitude of that on the interweb, that would be great, so people can find where you are.
Yes. Yeah. So if you just search SFU GSWS, you'll see the SAM webpage under community. So that's www.sfu.ca/gsws/community/sexual assault awareness month 2022.
Great. Anything that we didn't cover that you have want to slip in there?
Yeah, let me think. I think, yeah, maybe I'll just say that really with my project, what my hope is to take an experience like sexual violence as an experience or as a topic, which is something that can be very isolating, and hopefully create a space where people can connect with each other. I think connection is really important when we've experienced something traumatic, and especially during these pandemic times where, you know, we're all at home a lot more and not making so many in-person connections. I think that's really what I want for this project, and to highlight unique experiences, recognize the variety that can come, and also to leave it on a positive note, hopefully in the way that we can recognize how survivors are healing and how they are finding justice and how the community is supporting them and can continue to do so.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Megan Bobetsis, who is a master's student here at SFU in the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies. And as I said, I'll post the links to all of the things that we talked about on the website when the audio goes up for the show. Thanks so much, Megan. Very best of luck on your project and the year ahead.
Thanks so much, Robin. Yeah, thanks so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tuned in to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio. We are going to fill out the hour with some songs from the SVSPO consent playlist that my guest Megan Bobetsis had pointed me in the direction of. And I want to thank her for sharing her time and information on her project, which, again, you'll find the links up at the audio on our website when this podcast is posted. Thanks so much for listening, and do stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next.
If we're good tomorrow. Does that make it true? Not completely. We're picking that fight every day. Oh, this shit's going nowhere.